And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 11th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just west of Bailey, 965, expected. 100 miles northeast of southeast Iceland, 956, by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in Viking. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Southerly veering southwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Cromarty. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne, Dogger. South, 6 to gale 8, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. South 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6. Rain then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southwest, veering northwest for a time 4 to 6. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, north or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. South Fitzroy, northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, westerly, backing southwesterly, 5 to 7. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Westerly, backing southwesterly later, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in Shannon and at first in Fastnet. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, becoming west, gale 8 to storm 10. Occasionally violent storm 11 at first in Rockall. Decreasing 6 or 7, then backing southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west, backing southwest later, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming westerly 7 to severe gale 9, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, southwest, 7, rain, 3 miles, 983, falling. Stornoway, south, 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 978, falling. Lerwick, south by east, 7, mist, 6 miles, 986, falling quickly. Wick, automatic, south by east, 5, 6 miles, 983, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, south, 6, drizzle, 1.5 miles, 988, falling more slowly. Lookers, southwest by south, 6, rain, 7 miles, 989, falling more slowly. Bulmer, south, 5, recent precipitation, 27 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west, 6, 1,000, falling quickly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 5, 5 miles, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 6, 5 miles, 1,012. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest, 5, 1,010, falling. Jersey, south by west, 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,012, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by south, 6, 1,009. Scilly automatic, southwest by west, 5, rain, 1,100 metres, 1,008, now rising. Milford Haven, west by south, 5, rain, 2 miles, 1,003, now rising. Aberporth, southwest, 6, rain, 11 miles, 1,002, now rising. Valley, southwest, 5, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 999, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, south, southwest, 5, rain, 8 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Valentia, west by south, 6, recent rain, 5 miles, 1,004, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest, 4, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 996, now rising. Malin Head, southwest by south, 7, 7 miles, 988, falling more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest, 6, 12 miles, 991, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 10th of March. The general situation. A deep area of low pressure will move rather quickly northeastwards to the northwest of Scotland this morning, bringing a very unsettled spell of weather, particularly to the northwest, where storm force gusts are possible at first. Elsewhere, a band of rain will move away eastwards with showers following for northern and western areas. These are likely to be heavy and squally at times in the far northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south or southeast, veering west, then backing southwest later, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time at first in north. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south veering southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in north, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later, rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 or 7, veering westerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Rain, then showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 4 to 6. Occasionally, 7 at first in west. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly, backing southwesterly later, 5 or 6. Increasing, 7 at times in west, and occasionally 4 in the Bristol Channel. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or southwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Isle of Man, west or southwest 5 to 7, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in north, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, veering westerly for a time, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Mull of Kintyre. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest, veering west for a time, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north and elsewhere later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south, veering west, gale 8 or severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, decreasing 6 or 7, then backing southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, south, veering southwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And that's where we say goodnight from all of us at Radio 4, wishing you a peaceful night. Good night.
Hi, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. Today, heavy bombing across the Middle East as the US-Israel war with Iran continues.
In the city, armed forces are standing shoulder to shoulder, just watching people. We're like hostages here, and we can't do anything but wait.
We'll bring you voices from inside Iran, and we'll go live to our US correspondent. Seven members of Iran's women's football team opt for exile in Australia.
Possibly. For the first time, these individuals were meeting a government that said the choice is up to you.
Passenger trains will start running between China and North Korea for the first time since the pandemic. Why that matters. And authors fight back against AI.
The human authored logo will be placed on books so that readers can make that decision themselves. We're trying to aim for transparency.
New labels on books to prove they were written by humans and not machines. All that after the news.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovetska. The US military says it's destroyed 16 Iranian mine-laying vessels near the Strait of Hormuz, a key passage for oil exports. The US Central Command posted a video on X that showed several boats being targeted by projectiles and exploding. It comes after President Trump warned Iran against putting mines in the waterway, saying the military consequences for Iran would be at a level never seen before. More details from Sarah Smith in Washington.
It is ever more clear just how worried they are in Washington and President Trump is about the effect this conflict is having on the price of oil. And he's trying to reassure markets it's not going to be a long, drawn-out war. And this evening, he was posting on social media, focusing on the Straits of Hormuz. Now, that's the narrow waterway in the Gulf through which so much of the world's oil has to pass through. And he posted on social media saying, if Iran has put any mines in the Hormuz Strait, and we have